Vice President John Dramani Mahama has reiterated government's commitment to eliminating plastic waste. He said plastic waste, such as polythene bags, water sachet rubbers, and plastic containers, have engulfed the cities and rural communities with filth. Vice President Mahama said it is with great joy that the government has given its full support to the Africa 2 Green International, who will use biodegradable option to eliminate waste in the cities. Vice President Mahama made this known at a stakeholders' meeting on the green industry in Accra. Na Jagleago has more.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama noted that there have been agitations by public officials and other members of society across the west coast of Africa, especially Ghana, against the uncontrollable threat to the environment by plastic waste. He said Ghana's landfills and gutters are choked by plastic waste, which lasts for more than 500 years wherever they are found. Vice President Mahama said the oceans and water bodies are also being taken over by plastic materials. It is in view of this that government is collaborating with the inventor of the biodegradable option, Professor Ramanet, and Africa to Green International to curb the menace. This technology turns waste from agricultural products like sugarcane, corn, rice husk, millet, and cassava into biodegradables and compost. It also adds additives to plastics to recycle them for other materials. Vice President Mahama called on individuals and corporate entities to support this initiative of transforming waste into wealth. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Sherry Aiti, said the benefit of biodegradable option is enormous since it can create millions of jobs, generate new markets, and provide opportunities for dynamic new businesses. She said it will also yield social and economic benefits while conserving the natural system on which human beings depend. Ms. Aiti said waste management and recycling employ more than 500,000 people in Brazil, generates more than $2 billion, and avoids 10 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions. Ms. Aiti entreated Ghanaians to take interest in this invention due to its benefits.
That was Nadia Gliago's report.